Living Fountains or Broken Cisterns by Edward Alexander Sutherland. Originally published in 1900 by the Review and Herald Publishing Company. Republished in 2020 by Adventist Pioneer Library. Narrated by Mike McCabe. Preface. There are a few books which treat of the history of education, and fewer which attempt to show the part that the educational work has ever borne in the upbuilding of nations, that religion is inseparably connected with and upheld by the system of education maintained by its advocates, has been recognized by many historians in a casual way, but to the author's knowledge, no one has hitherto made this thought the subject of a volume. In teaching the history of education and the growth of Protestantism, the close relationship ever existing between the latter and true methods of education led to a careful study of the educational system of the nations of the earth, especially of those nations which have exerted a lasting influence upon the world's history. The present volume is the result of that study. D'Aubigné says that in the Reformation, the school was early placed beside the church. And these two great institutions, so powerful to regenerate the nations, were equally reanimated by it. It was by a close alliance with learning that the Reformation entered into the world. True education, Protestantism, and Republicanism form a threefold union which defies the powers of earth to overthrow. But today the Protestant churches are growing weak, and the boasted freedom of America's democracy is being exchanged for monarchical principles of government. This weakness is rightly attributed by some to the want of proper education. The same cause of degeneracy would doubtless be assigned by many others were effects traced to their source. The author has attempted, by a generous use of historical quotations, to so arrange facts that the reader will see that the hope of Protestantism and the hope of Republicanism lies in the proper education of the youth, and that this true education is found in the principles delivered by Jehovah to his chosen people, the Jews, that it was afterward more fully demonstrated by the master teacher, Christ, and the Reformation witnessed a revival of these principles, and that Protestants today, if true to their faith, will educate their children in accordance with these same principles. Due credit is given to the authors quoted, a list of whose names appears at the end of the volume. A complete index renders this work easy of reference. E. A. Sutherland.